I'm sales team turnaround specialist, Jeremy DeMerchant. And each week I bring sales leaders like you, experts and insights that will help you level up your leadership, motivate like a master, and ultimately crush your comp plan. If it's time to raise the bar on your team's performance, then it's time for Sales Team Rescue.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sales Team Rescue, episode number 136. I'm your host, Jeremy DeMerchant, and today we have a couple of special guests today. Now, Brian and Sean are the co-founders of the Parents College Planning Network. Their organization was created for parents, by parents, to help parents with the challenge of saving and paying for college. Every year, they help hundreds of parents with their college refund plans. College refund plans are a proven system for getting back a significant portion of the money the parents spend on their children's education tax-free. Brian, Sean, welcome to Sales Team Rescue.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Jeremy.
So yeah. What I want to do first is just get a little bit of background on both you guys. And just, Brian, because you're first on my screen, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you're at and the process behind the College Planning Network, or the Parents College Planning Network.
Yeah, so I think really my story starts, quite a bit even before I began working. I lost my dad at a young age. I was 9, and I really saw the benefits of how insurance, you know, can really protect and help a family through a difficult situation. And though it didn't make us rich, it did help so we could eat and have a roof over our head. And because of that, it really led me on a path to being involved in insurance. Been doing so for the last 20 years. And really, Sean and I discovered this about 5 years ago, reading Tony Robbins' book. And he talked about this strategy that we're going to talk about today. And I thought, I got to try this for my family. Didn't like the other options that were out there, 529 plans and things of that nature. And so did, implemented it, and have seen tremendous results. And since then, we've been helping, as you said at the beginning, hundreds of families every year with college refund plans. So excited to talk further with about it today and show you really what it can do and how we've developed it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm super pumped to learn more and share more with the audience as well. Now, Sean, how did you get here?
So my background's a little different. I actually, I studied finance in college. I've always been interested in, accounting is like how to track money, finances, how to be creative with it, right? What can you do with money? So I was really interested in that. Right after college, I was setting up 401k plans for small businesses. I really, believed in the stock market, getting in, good mutual funds. I helped people pick stuff. I did my own day trading. I was very into it. As I went on, I started to see a lot of the pitfalls with some of the traditional ways that I think Wall Street and stockbrokers are teaching us. And I started looking for more creative ways that we can leverage money strategically to accomplish goals without putting it at risk, without kind of buying into a lot of the hype. And in through that process, that's when Brian and I found this plan and really started to implement it and perfect it together.
The background is interesting because back in 2007, when I was in my early 20s selling insurance, like we were told a lot of things that were really good for the insurance company. Like I used to say, and again in 2007, that Canadian dividend funds, great. All the Canadian banks would never go down all at once. And then a year later was 2008 and every bank in North America went down. Right. So I think it's good to see like having that background coming into this. And now you're going, okay, now that I've had the experience, I've done all these things. I love the financial world. Let's take a look at, what we know, what we've learned and what is the best solution to actually solve a real problem here. So I guess that sort of segues into the Parents College Planning Network. So you guys came together and kind of take us through, I don't know which one of you wants to lead this, but give us kind of a framework of how it came together and what was driving. I know, Brian, you shared a little bit of this.
We wanted to create an organization after we, saw how powerful this was. And we didn't see, I think one of the biggest challenges with all of this, when it comes to college just in general, is what to do. I talk to so many parents every week that are like, I just don't know where to start. I don't feel like I've started soon enough. I don't know who to talk to. I get a different opinion every time I speak with someone. So we really wanted to create, in addition to, you know, just helping people with how to save for college, but also a foundation of information. And really, we found other parents are the best resource because we speak the same language. We're looking for the same things. And we feel like we're going to give each other an honest opinion of what really works or what doesn't. Versus you don't know how to trust the government or FAFSA. They sometimes feels like they're working with colleges to make more money instead of helping us. And that's the frustrating thing. And so that's really how the organization got started, is we wanted to create a resource for parents by parents for them to turn to and to know, you know, how to make the right decisions and choices as they go forward. So that's just kind of, you know, how we got to where we are today.
That's great. I think as a fairly new parent, you know, there's a lot of decisions that there's not a lot of support on. And when it comes to the financial side, like I felt like giving my dad a phone call today saying, I'm sorry, I cost you your first million because I realized how expensive kids are. And he didn't even pay for my college. So, so now looking at, you know, my situation, understanding these strategies and of course, having the background in the insurance space as well and seeing what you guys are doing, it's almost like this eureka moment. That there's this tool, and I don't want to give away too much of the magic here, but this tool that typically only a small, like top 1% of the population are using for a really sound financial strategy, that although has always been available to everybody, you guys are making sure that when it gets executed, it's done right to be able to not only help people fund their kids' college to the extent that they want to, but also have that money still stick around after the fact that can be used for things like, you know, just their everyday living after that or retirement, things like that. So I just think it's phenomenal. And I think we got to have more people learn about this, which is part of the reason why I asked you guys to come on. So tell me, I guess, if somebody's watching this and most of our audience are sales team members or sales team leaders, but they're all in a place where they're also probably growing a family. And so being someone that's a professional that, you know, in sales, we generate a lot of revenue, right? Most of us aren't too shy about our income, but we don't always know the best place to use it. So if somebody's coming in, just seeing this interview as their first introduction to the Parents College Planning Network and the College Refund Plan approach, where would you start? Like, what's the first thing that you think they need to know to decide whether or not they should talk to you guys?
I mean, first of all, I'd say, and this is something to take a step back from that a little bit, is if you want to learn how to handle money, look at what people with money do, right? Something I heard very early on was, why am I taking advice from people who don't have money? And that really stuck with me. So, and that's something, when Brian mentioned, you know, this Tony Robbins book, that's really what we were doing. We were looking at what do the wealthy do with their money. And I mean, even just as simple as a lot of us have read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, he talks about really understanding the difference between an asset and a liability and seeing the money you have as an asset that can be used to fund other assets. I mean, that's mentally where you need to get. An asset is something that produces income for you that you can leverage. So I think that mental shift of it's not dollars in, dollars out. That's how a person that a wage earner thinks, which is how we are all trained to think. You gotta kind of level up your thinking and think about your assets like a wealthy person. So Brian, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you hit on some great points. The only thing I would add is, you know, even this strategy we specifically using, really, it was really only available to the very wealthy about 40 years ago. And so, you know, it's only in the last 10 to 15 years have we really developed ways, you know, as an industry and found ways for the rest of us to use it. And that's why, you know, Sean and I found it just in the last, you know, 5 years or so, because it really hasn't been around for the rest of us for that long. Now the thing about that is it's growing in such popularity because it is so powerful and effective. The other part of that is we don't know how long it's going to be available for, because, one of the things we're going to talk about today is how everything you do inside this plan is tax-free. And you know, for the rest of us, finding true tax-free investments that are uncapped, unlike a Roth IRA, are not easy to find. And so if we've got access to something that can do that, it may, the government may decide at some point the rest of us can't use it anymore. So that's why urgency, based on what we're talking about today, is so important as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's dive in a little bit. And I don't know how much you want to share and how much you want to kind of keep to the private one-on-one conversations, but what excites me about it is that this is a strategy using what I think is probably one of the most underrated tools in the financial space, which is life insurance. So, Brian, why don't you kind of just give us an introduction, how you would like to explain it to the audience, because I want to make sure that, you know, your language is in there as they receive it, instead of me just kind of opening the door and getting all excited about the things that I love about it, because I love a lot. But
yeah,
how would you kind of, and, you know, I'll let you gauge how much detail you want to go into, but I'll just say, take it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for most of us, all we really know is term insurance. You know, we pay a small fee every month and, you know, we only get the benefit if we die. So unfortunately, we're kind of flushing money down the toilet unless we die, which we don't get to use any of the benefits. Now, it's great to have to protect your family. But, you know, we ask ourselves, what if it was better? And so really what we developed and found is a type of life insurance called cash value life insurance. Another term used for it is permanent insurance. And what these policies have that's so incredible is it really combines the best things of investing in real estate and investing in the market. And simply put is, what if you could find a way to invest in the market while still protecting your money, guaranteeing you're not losing it, while still having returns tied to the marketplace? And so that's one of the big benefits that this policy allows for you. It also allows, because of how it's structured, we can borrow money from the policy to use for whatever we want, college, investing in real estate, paying off loans, doing whatever you want with it. And it doesn't stop the value inside of the policy from growing, to continue to grow and grow and grow, almost like a property would. If you owned a house and you use that asset to borrow money to use for something else in the form of a loan, it doesn't stop the property, your asset, from continuing to grow. So I know these concepts might feel a little abstract to the people out there listening, and some of this is really, you know, in a further conversation would help you understand, but I just want you to get an idea of why it does that. And the big benefit for you when it comes to college is you can take whatever the amount of money is that you're going to pay to college. Let's just say it's $200,000. And the reality you're currently in is you're going to take that $200,000, you're going to give it to the university, and you're never going to see it again. It goes away from your ability to use it as retirement income, from, you know, vacations, whatever you want to do in retirement, that money's now gone from that. What we show you how to do is take that $200,000, park it into a life insurance policy. You can get all of your money back out to pay for college. And then when it comes to retirement, you can take money back from the policy absolutely tax-free. So that's really what it does at a high level. I'm interested to hear what Sean would add to what I've said so far, but those are just kind of the 30,000 foot view of what we do with it.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think you did a great job. I would just add, by far, and I know Brian, you'd agree, by far the most common thing I hear when I talk to parents is, I wish I knew about this 20 years ago. Like, this is incredible. Now we can do things all the way up to, you know, people being in college or paying for college. Obviously, the sooner you start, the better. That's part of the reason why we're here, is we just want to really spread the word to people who are a lot earlier in the process. Because the more, you know, money is really about time. Time is just a big factor in it. And the more time you have in your favor, the better. We're good at working with short time scenarios, but we're looking to really spread the word and get more people, you know, in it as soon as they can.
Awesome. Yeah, and a couple things that I want to point out there, because the idea of what you're doing isn't new. You didn't just make this up. You've combined some concepts that have been done for years and years. But Brian, you had said there's things that the way it's structured. And I think that's really important, because there's a lot of ways that you can do this wrong.
Right.
Where you can, you know, try to you know, get something in here that shouldn't be. And there's just, it's, I don't want to call it magical because it's just numbers and data, but you need to have the puzzle pieces put together in such a way that all these things are going to work. And not to get off track of the core purpose of why you guys do this, but the same strategy isn't necessarily just limited to college planning. This can be almost a retirement planning strategy in and of itself, correct?
100%. Yeah.
I think either way, you know, it's like a chessboard and you've got pieces that you need to move to make the right play. And so, you know, part of what we do is really understanding what's all available to you with college and then using this plan to build it the right way. Same thing with retirement. Where is all your money at? What are you doing with it? And how can we put it to better use for you in a retirement strategy? So absolutely.
Awesome. So with somebody looking at this saying, okay, this sounds interesting. I'm intrigued. Maybe I'm not as prepared for my kids going to college as I like to be, or I'm not as prepared for retirement because I've been self-employed all my life and I've been living the life, but I haven't set anything aside. What's the next steps that someone should take to figure out if this makes sense for them?
Brian, you got it?
Yeah. I mean, the next steps would be, you know, scheduling something with our team to talk further. When you do so, you know, we've got a short training that you watch. It really breaks down a little bit further, shows you some of our client testimonials, people that we've helped, and gives you a little more detail based on what we've talked about today. So you can really get a better feel for how it works. Then you're going to meet with someone from our team, either me or Sean or someone from our team. At that point, we're going to dive deep on your situation. We're really going to understand where you're at, what your goals are, what you'd like to have accomplished, and what college planning looks like for you right now, or retirement planning. And then, like you said, how can we, you know, put the best pieces together, reduce your lifetime taxes, and help you save for college in the most effective way so you can get a significant portion of that money back. So we're going to dive deep on that. And then from there, we're going to put together what a plan would look like for you and walk through the next steps of how to do that. You know, this is life insurance. So there, you know, we have to make sure that we put you in the right place to qualify and get the best benefits, you know, with the right company, and as you said, you know, set up in the right way. That is very important. If this is like anything else you plan for retirement or college, if you don't set it up correctly, it's not going to work the way you want to. So work with experts like, you know, ourselves or someone else out there that really understands college and really understands how to use these policies in the most efficient manner. That would be my advice. If you don't work with us, work with someone that's a licensed agent and that knows really these policies front and back so that you set it up in the right way. Sean, anything you'd add to that?
No, I just to echo what you said, and you guys kind of both hit on it, is there's a lot of ways to do it wrong. And I like to compare it to, you know, getting like a contractor to work on your house. You know, we've all heard horror stories, you know, bad contractors, bad materials. But that doesn't mean you should never get your house worked on, right? You should just make sure you pick the right person, make sure they're doing their due diligence, make sure they know what they're doing, and you can get a beautiful quality, you know, addition to your house that you're going to live in forever. And this really works the same way, right? We hear horror stories all the time. We see how it's done wrong all the time. But we really care about what we're doing. We want to really build something that makes sense for you. And there are people out there that can do it. Just, you know, do your homework and make sure you found one that's done it a bunch of times. You know, they didn't just Google it and they're throwing something together for you. Like Brian and I mean, we've done hundreds of these now. So that's really the 2 cents I would add to that, just to echo.
Awesome. And I would say, guys, you're watching, you're listening, just reach out to these guys. They've got a free video that gives you an overview. I believe, at least at the time of this recording, if you decide to meet with them, they'll actually put together a wealth report for you that's complimentary if you qualify. So
yep.
That might be a limited time, so grab it while you can. But before we go any further, I want to get to know these guys a little bit more. And so we need to hit you with the lightning round.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to go, I'll ask a question, then I'll go Brian, then I'll go Sean, and then we'll hit the next question, okay?
All right.
All right, so the first question is, as we know, coffee is for closers. So what's your favorite coffee or comparable drink?
Yeah. So I actually don't drink coffee anymore. I had to give it up because of some health stuff. So I miss it dearly, but don't drink it anymore. But I would say my favorite comparable drink, I love a green smoothie in the morning with a few other things in it that give me some energy, some cacao in the morning is a great drink. Kind of gives me the warm and fuzzies like a cup of coffee does, without getting the caffeine and the other things I can't handle. So that's usually what I do in the morning.
Awesome.
I'm a green tea guy. That's what I drink. I'm drinking it right now. Just regular old green tea. It does it.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Brian, let's talk later. I might have an option for you if you, I want to get close back to the coffee side of
things. There we go.
A little healthier.
For sure.
Awesome. All right. Second question. What is the number one book or movie that you recommend to a sales rep or sales leader?
Sean, you want to go first?
Sure. So mine's a little different, I think. I love tactics. I mean, I'll read books about marketing, sales, psychology. One that I really have come to enjoy lately is, it's called The Psychology of Money. And really everything, you know, I've been around a while now, everything in business, everything in life is really connected to people and how we feel about money. And it's not just about, because it's about money, but it's about how do we think about money? How does it make us feel? How do we structure our decisions around it? It was really insightful for me. It really taught me a lot about myself and helped me understand, you know, how do other people think through these decisions? Because I'm a math guy. I'm a numbers guy. I mean, if you meet with me, you'll see I'll run spreadsheets for you all day. But the reality is the numbers is only half the equation and the other half is our emotions and how we connect with it. So that's my big one for now.
Awesome. I think that's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. To second Sean, I do love that book. It's a fantastic book. One of the best I've read. We're also big on personal development. So, you know, a book that I've read recently that I think everybody should is The Mountain Is You. It's really a good, it's written really well, but it really talks about the things that we do to self-sabotage ourselves. And we don't even realize them. They go unconsciously, something from childhood or a story we tell ourselves. So really understanding our self-sabotage behaviors and why we do what we do, whether you're a sales manager, you're on a sales team, whoever you are, really getting clear on that and how to work through them is going to be a tremendous reliever of what could be a block that's stopping you from your growth or sales success or whatever. So I would recommend that as a book that I've just run recently and one of the best I've read in probably a while.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. All right. Next question. Who is someone you've considered to be a mentor in your life?
Yeah. So, as I said before, I lost my dad when I was young, lost him when I was 9. So I'm very thankful. I have an aunt and uncle, who stepped up tremendously, and my uncle became basically like a father figure to me. And he's just one of the kindest, wisest, most caring individuals I've ever met. He has taught me a tremendous amount about just being with people, asking questions, really trying to understand and truly taking an interest in people's lives. And so he's taught me so much that I think about on a daily basis. So I would say hands down, he's probably the biggest mentor I've had in my life.
Amazing.
Yeah. Sean. Okay, mine's going to be a little maybe cheesy, but something I've come to think too is that we really, you know, we take mentorship in little pieces from lots of places. So I've really come to look at a lot of authors as mentors, a lot of business people as mentors. One that I've been thinking about a lot lately is actually Walt Disney, which if you watch our presentation, you'll find out he actually used this strategy when he was launching Disneyland. So, I mention him a lot, but I really respect his vision, his belief in his own dream, his commitment to making it happen, and his desire to bring it into the world, to make the world better, to bring magic into other people's lives. So, it's probably the least cool thing about me, but I love Disney. And I'm really grateful for him. I've read a ton of books about him And I really look to him as a visionary of the last century.
Well, just to be clear, us all being parents here, there's nothing uncool about Disney. Okay. it is the source of the magic. So
yeah,
I think it's great. I used to have a t-shirt that had a Walt Disney quote on the back of it. So
he's awesome. It's great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. My last question for the lightning round. What is the strangest thing you do in your daily routine to keep you on your game?
Right. Yeah. So I would say mine is kind of boring, but I use a daily physical planner. Mm-hmm. If you can see that. So that's what I use every day. So I really know what's going on and how I want to do what I need to do. As Sean would tell you, I'm probably OCD about some of this stuff and making sure things get done. And honestly, if I don't write them down, I forget about them. I just have to get things out of my head. So I stay clear and focused. And I always know what needs to get done or from a conversation. I never want to finish a day without following up with someone or doing what I committed to. So it really keeps me on track. And, it seems kind of old school, but there's something about writing down in that book that really helps me every day. So that I would say that's my daily thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't think that's that strange, really, but we'll
look at it at some point. For today, yeah. Maybe people just don't do it much anymore, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you probably picked up Brian and I are pretty boring guys. We like keeping it safe and secure. I don't have anything really strange, although I'm really into the Andrew Huberman podcast, which just talks about, you know, human performance, improving yourself. And I've tried to implement a few things from that. One of them that I found is really effective is 10 minutes of sunlight in as soon as you wake up, as soon as you can. So that's something that I do, unless it's really cold outside. But I try to take a quick walk straight into the sun for 10 minutes. And it really just sets me up for my day. It, you know, helps get me going. And that's probably the weirdest thing at the moment.
Well, again, not that weird, but we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Now, where can people get more of your greatness?
Yeah, so they go to the easiest place would be parentscollegeplanningnetwork.com. I know it's a little long domain, but I think it really speaks to what we do. Yep. Parentscollegeplanningnetwork.com. You go there. There's as Sean said, a short video just explaining a little bit more, telling how Disney and Rockefeller and others have used this strategy for generations. And so if you enter your email, put in your information, the next page, we're going to give you a short training to just tell you a little bit more about what we do and how we do it. And as Jeremy said, for a limited time right now, we're waving our fee to put together a wealth report for you that will show exactly how it works based on your situation and what kind of refund you can expect in retirement, absolutely tax-free. So those are the simple next steps to learn more and connect with us. And we look forward to doing so when you decide to take the next steps.
Awesome. Well, Brian, Sean, thank you so much for joining me on Sales Team Rescue. And for you, the viewers, the listeners, thank you once again for joining us. Another great episode. So remember, catch us this time next week. And we'll see you then. Remember, get uncomfortable, get results. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks for joining me. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find more episodes and a link to join our online community over at salesteamrescue.com. If you haven't already, be sure to hit subscribe and give the show a review to help us reach more sales leaders like you. If you'd like our support in creating your own high-performance sales team, book a call with us at salesteamrescue.com.